The first reading is Psalm 121. It can be found on page 621 in the Pew Bibles. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he watches over Israel. He who watches over Israel will neither slumber or sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This is the word of the Lord. The second reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4. Beginning at verse 4 and can be found on pages 1180 or 1181, depending which edition you have. Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Of Philippians chapter 4. Finally, brothers and sisters, it's All Saints tide. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Before we look
at... Good evening. Thank you for this opportunity to preach. So I've chosen Psalm 121 and Philippians 4:4-9. Psalm 121 is part of a collection of songs called the Song of Ascents. So that's from Psalm 120 to Psalm 132. And it seems that pilgrims sang as they went nearer up to Jerusalem. And I suppose it's a bit like the army cadences or the chants. I've been practicing this all day. It's a bit like... Do you get the drift? It's that kind of thing. As the pilgrims walked up to Jerusalem, they sang this and they marched along. And it's supposed to give them, I suppose, motivation and, you know, they can get bored and they just kept going in that way. So let's take a better look at Psalm 121. It consists of four couplets, so eight verses. If you look at verses 1 to 2, it uses the first pronoun. So it starts with, I lift up my eyes to Mount Zion. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Then from verse 3 onwards, it turns, the I then is now addressing you, the other pilgrims. And this is when we can be included. So we are included in the you. He will not let your foot. You is repeated several times. You can't mistake who he is referred to here. The Lord is mentioned 5 times. So what then does the Lord do? The verb in the NIV is he watches over us. In the New Jerusalem Bible, the verb is translated as guards us. In the English Standard Version, he uses keeps. So you get the picture. Yahweh, the Almighty God, is our keeper, our guardian, the one who watches over us. So choose an image that works for you. I like the one who watches over us. That works for me. So the one who watches over us helps us. He doesn't slumber or sleep. He is our shade by day and by night. He guards us from evil. He keeps us from all harm. He watches over our life. He watches over our ins and outs in life. Now, has that been your experience? Let's think of our journey of life till we get to the New Jerusalem. Think of the times when you've known God's protection. How has God watched over you? Has there been an evil in your life? What has your life been like? Some of us have reached retirement years. It's a different season of life. Maybe I would call it the autumn of life. But some of us in our retirement are busier than we ever have been before. And we wonder how we actually coped with work. It's a time that we can look back with awe and wonderment, with regret maybe with sorrow, but always with thankfulness. What have been your ins and outs of life? Maybe some of you have made very big decisions which have affected your choices and your movements. Some of us have left home many miles away from Singapore, lived in different countries, maybe different parts of England you've moved from. So tonight, knowing this of our God, the one who watches over us, sleep should be deep and refreshing. But you and I know that's not always the case. If we have a busy week ahead, if we have lots on our minds can go into overdrive. Some of my friends, I just arrived from Singapore, they have got jet lag, so they can't sleep. Many don't have the luxury of uninterrupted sleep, babies to feed, caring for someone ill. But what does the New Testament reading have to say about this? So Philippians 4 verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." A very familiar verse. So instead of worrying, we are asked to pray. And when we tell God all that is bothering us, then peace, which is beyond our understanding, will come to us. A paraphrased version called The Message, I think you're aware of it, by Eugene Peterson. The translation there is, I like this one, a sense of God's wholeness. Everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. When Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. There's another verse like that in Romans 8:28, again very familiar. He makes everything work together for good to those who love him. Another reassurance from God. So peace, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Talking about peace, I was in a midweek silent retreat up in St. Bynos. That's in North Wales. So I was silent for 3 days, actually 3 full days. By the third day, I was talking to the cat. It was a bit difficult. But it was a time when I could sit at the Lord's feet. You know, I was communing with him, seeking his face to make sense of the present and the future. I call it gentle soul abrasion, allowing the Holy Spirit to strip away at the blisters of our souls, the rough edges, the defenses we hide behind, and to see God more clearly. Lots of cleansing tears that bring us closer to the Lord. The Lord loves to spend time with me, that's what I felt, that he loves my company. No outside interference, no laptops, no mobiles allowed, no unnecessary chatter. But that peace doesn't last long, does it really? When I came back to life, normal life, life throws us curveballs. Life sometimes isn't fair. Life hurts. Life happens. We live in a fallen world. We rub up against fallen people like us. It isn't going to change until we get to heaven. We are on a pilgrimage too. It's the journey of life till we see Jesus face to face. But till then, till we get to heaven and experience eternal peace, there is what Paul's advice here is so relevant in verse 8. He says, whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, if there is any excellence, anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Now, this verse has got me through many very, very tough times in life. At work, the incompetent manager. Think of everything that's true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable. At home, the difficult relationships at home. It's learning to see people the way Jesus sees them. And I remind myself, think about these things. Verse 7 in Philippians 4. The peace which passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And then verse 9, and the God of peace will be with you. Perhaps for some of us, our life experiences have made it hard for us to relate to God. This God who is meant to be our keeper, the one who watches over us. Really? Has he done that? Maybe you're feeling that if he was watching over me, why did that happen in my life? You may be someone who's going through a tough time, maybe with church or with God. But what is the alternative, really? Life without God? Simon Peter said, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." A poem some of you might have heard before, which I'm going to read soon, is by a battle-weary Confederate soldier near the end of the war. And it speaks to the disappointments in life. I ask God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I ask for health, that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity, that I might do better things. I ask for riches, that I might be happy. I was given poverty, that I might be wise. I ask for power, that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness, that I might feel the need of God. I ask for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but everything I hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am amongst all most richly blessed. So the God of peace will be with you, and that's a promise. But for some, maybe you need to make peace with God first. I visited Rome recently for the first time, and I love Rome. I think Rome is a city which is very spiritual. I found it that way. To realize that St. Peter and St. Paul walked and lived and died there was very special to me. Stefano was my guide, our guide. We met him at the bottom of the Spanish Steps, and he took us for a walking tour, 2 hours through the streets of Rome. We started off at the bottom of the Spanish Steps. How many of you have been to Rome? And he was talking in his his very boisterous Italian manner. And as we were going from church to church, we would pass these beautifully wooden carved confessional booths. And as we passed by, he would say, "Move on, move on, too many sins, come along. You know, no time, no time, too many sins." And I'm sure the group of us, about 30 of us from all over the world, were thinking, "What is he on about? What sins?" Anyway, so he dropped the idea of sin, yeah? Just very naturally. Then we got to the Trevi Fountain. Can I have a pick the... Yep, that's right. That's my... So Trevi Fountain, I'll try and speak this way. It's one of the most beautiful fountains in the world. And that's when he said, and he actually preached the gospel in a nutshell. He said, on one side... That side... You can see, oh, you know the Trevi Fountain. On the one side, the horse is fighting. It's sort of trying to veer away from the man. And he said, "Not peaceful. This is sin." And then on the other side, the horse is calm and peaceful. "That is heaven," he said. "Molto bene," he said. "And the water coming down in the middle," he said, "that is the river of life. It is Christ who gives life." After that, I rushed and said, "Stefano, are you a practicing Christian?" "I am Catholic," he said. "Praise God for good old Catholics." Just imagine if Stefano did that every time he brought people around. You know, the good news is preached. You know, people are listening. Number one, we have sins to confess. Number two, Christ actually deals with the sin. He gives life and we can have peace with God. And that's the good news. So an everyday saint at work, I believe. It is Christ who gives life, and with life comes peace that we cannot earn. It is by the grace of God. As you all know, it's been everywhere. On Radio 4, this is the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, 1517, when Martin Luther, an Augustinian monk, a German theologian, finally gets it as he reads the Bible. We make peace with God by grace alone, through faith alone, not through buying our way to heaven. In a little while, we'll be singing, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," and the composer is Martin Luther, and that was the battle hymn of the Reformation. Now, what any of you heard of Stormzy? Stormzy? Anybody heard Stormzy? He's a local Croydon rapper, and his hit, "Blinded by Your Grace," has been aired on Radio 1 and Radio 2. Anyone heard of Stormzy? I love that song. I used to be a youth worker. He's been on the X Factor, which I haven't seen yet. Now, Stormzy, it seems, was located in church in Folkestone with Justin Welby and Matt Redman and Tim Hughes. Stormzy is Ghanaian by birth, but lives in Croydon. And he's a rapper. I don't know whether you like rap, but I'm not going to rap it to you. It's a very moving rap. Some of the lyrics... I'll just read them to you. "I'm blinded by your grace. I'm blinded by your grace. Lord, I've been broken. Although I'm not worthy, you fixed me. I'm blinded by your grace. You came and saved me. Now he claims, Stormzy claims to have an Emmaus Road experience. So he's reconnected with his Lord. So let's have this on our hearts and minds tonight. My Heavenly Father is my guardian, my keeper. He watches over me all the time. He doesn't even slumber, let alone fall asleep. God is in control, not us. Entrusting our lives into God's hands should be our first port of call. And not only us, but all whom we love too. When you live abroad, there is that one phone call that you dread to receive, the call that freezes your heart and your whole being, that someone you loved has died, and home is a day away. Entrust your love, your loved ones, into the Lord's hands. Homework. So before you go to bed tonight, I ask if you could read Psalm 121 again. Only 8 verses. The Bible, B-I-B-L-E, is the best instruction before leaving earth. B-I-B-L-E, the best instruction before leaving earth. So let's name the loved ones who we have on our minds. Picture them in the Lord's hands and pray 121 over them. And let me suggest that it's not up to us to orchestrate other people's lives, be they our parents, our children, our spouses. We have to trust that God, who promises to watch over them, will do that. He will watch over them too. So entrust them into the Lord's hands. So just bow in prayer. Lighten our darkness, Lord, we pray, for us and those we love. And in your mercy, defend us from all the perils and dangers of this life. For the love of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.